Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, time to get real, time to get reality, spirituality-ized. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. If you're a first-time listener, you're probably scratching your head and saying, what the reality, spirituality, what, who, why, what? Well, yes, reality spirituality is a term that I use to dissect and discover what link, not discover what link, but to discover spirituality, personal growth in our everyday life experiences. In other words, I don't care how mundane, I don't care how routine, I don't care how exciting, how boring, I don't care what it is, whatever is happening in your life, whatever event, whatever circumstance has a link to spirituality and has a clue. A clue. It's like a treasure. It's finding a treasure. And what is the treasure? What is the reward? Well, the reward is personal growth. And why do we want to grow? Why do we want to discover and embrace the laws of the universe? Why? I'm glad you asked. Why is because there are strategies. There are behaviors, there are choices that you and I can make in every moment to create a happier, an easier, a more enjoyable, a more rich life in every moment. I don't care what it is you're doing. That's what this show is about. This show is about discovering those secret nuggets, if you will, that hidden treasure, the pot at the end of the rainbow. And let me say this. The discovery is tried and true. And I'm raising my hand because they have been tested. I've tested them myself. And these strategies and these choices will enable you to be happier. Regardless of your circumstances, I don't care what's going on in your life, who did what to you, it doesn't matter. This show is about the foundation, our foundation, a foundation that creates an internal peace, a foundation that nurtures. Can you imagine just skipping through life with your shoulders down? And of course, things, life is going to happen. The experiences are going to develop. What you are going to be disappointed. You are going to have financial problems. You are going, I don't even want to say financial problems, just financial worries or whatever. Things are going to happen. But the good news is, when anything happens, anything that maybe we're not too, I didn't want that to happen. Okay, I'm going to give you a perfect example. This is what this show is about. Oh, my goodness. See, I'm off the track already, but before I go on, today's topic is, it's not that serious. Today's topic is about choices and about a choice that you can make that underlines whatever is happening in your life that you will be, that's going to be your mantra. And your mantra is going to be, it's not that serious. But before I go on, I want to welcome you and all my new listeners. Thank you so much for writing in your emails and my, I don't want to say old listeners, the people that have been with me for, oh my God, it's going to be a year. The end of August, it's going to be a whole year that I've been broadcasting on air. Reality Spirituality. And I want to thank you for all of the suggestions, all of the comments. And I also want to welcome you to call in with your issue, your journey, share. If you have a question, if you're going through something right now and you want a different perspective, I can give you that. Call me on our call-in line, which is area code 646-564-9619. Again, 646-564-9619. So I welcome anyone that has insights or can relate to what I'm talking about to please call in and share. You know what? Actually, when I first started in radio, one of the producers told me, they said, don't ever say please. It sounds like you're begging the audience. Well, you know what? Let me say something to you. This is part of this reality spirituality. You do what feels right for you. People can make suggestions. People can roll their eyes, and people can be disapproving of your behavior or what you've said, but or what you've done. But let me say something. If it feels right for you, if it fits, if it's settled in your heart, let these people go and let them have their opinion. And this is a magic word. You ready for this? And it's only two letters. The more I started using this word, the easier my life became. You know what? It's really not two letters. It's four letters, but it also is written as initials. I mean, if you knew the initials, you would know what this word is. But guess what? We are going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about the topic, which is, it's not that serious. I'm going to give you a story. I'm going to share with you a story that happened to me today to explain and to clarify what I'm talking about when I say it's not that serious. But when we go into our commercial break, I want you to close your eyes and come up with 1, 2, 3, if you can, more events, circumstances that's happening in your life at this moment that you think are serious. I just want you to think about it. Maybe three. Let's make it easy. You know, when I quiz you, I basically give out the answer with the quiz. That's how easy I want this to feel. Growth, because I wasn't used to growing all the time. I was used to doing what I've always done, what I've always thought, how I've always behaved over and over and over. Somebody died, I was sad. Somebody was crying, I cried too. Someone was happy, yes, yeah, yay, yay, yay. Something was bad, oh, that's horrible. So basically what I'm saying is breaking the conditioned responses. We have all been conditioned to respond or to choose or to just accept an emotion. But I'm here to say, and I'm living proof, that you, my dear listener, are so much, you are more powerful than you ever could imagine. And that power comes from the choices that we make. Our power, the reason that we are so powerful is because in every moment, in every waking hour, sleeping hour, we have the power to choose. And that's what reality spirituality is about. It's about choosing the direction of our internal thermostat. Now, why is it so important that we choose an emotion, or why we choose a behavior? We are all made of energy. And with that, our energy vibrates at a certain frequency. You and I vibrate at a frequency because we are energy, and we are conscious energy. You can feel the difference if I gave you some sad news, bad news. You can feel the difference in your energy if I told you you just won the lotto. So this show is about focusing on that energy and being conscious of the vibration, of the frequency, of the vibration that we are attracting. That's why it's so important, in my humble opinion, that we choose what we want to focus on. We choose. This is going to be interesting to wrap our heads around, but I believe that I can choose my emotions. Now, I'm not saying that if you're sad, you feel sad and you want to feel that way, that is fine, that is great, that is perfect for you. But I am years old and I'm tired. I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to feel irritated. I don't want to feel upset. I don't want to get angry. I don't want to lose my temper. I don't want to cuss somebody out. I don't want to get in a confrontation. We are going to take a quick 30-second commercial break, and we're going to come back with what we can do, how we can choose a vibration that is going to keep us in a state of just exhaling, shoulders down, feeling relaxed, flowing with whatever happens. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
And it's time to get some answers, baby.
It is time to get some answers, baby. Yes, you're listening to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Now, before I left, I was talking about a vibration, maintaining a vibration, choosing a frequency. And I want to share something that I just read today, and this is from Dr. Robert Anthony. I always give credit to anyone that I paraphrase or get ideas from or share strategies. Again, you can call in on the numbers, area code 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619 to be a part of the show, to talk, to discuss, to share, to question. Call in. Dr. Anthony said that, and I'm just paraphrasing, he's talking about what happens when we have a negative emotion. And he's saying that, you know, it's really impossible to cover it up and say, oh gosh, you know, somebody just ran over my foot with a truck, it's broken, but I'm happy. That is impossible. So when you're vibrating at a, let's just say a radio, you're vibrating at a radio station, you're vibrating country, and all of a sudden you want to vibrate opera, it's not a smooth transition. So basically what he's saying is, because the vibrations are so far apart, country and opera, that what happens is, sometimes we stay stuck just focused on this bad news or focused on country. Let's just pretend that I don't like country music, which it's not one of my favorites, but I didn't say that out loud. Basically, he's just saying that it doesn't make sense to, it's not that it doesn't make sense, but it's really a struggle to go from my father died to I won the lottery. That's even a better example. So what he suggests is, and this is so important, growth in ideas, changing conditions, behaviors, takes time. I mean, think about it. The world's most, we just finished the Olympics. Every person that won, listen, not every person that won a gold medal, everybody that was able to compete in the Olympics, from the gold medalist to the non-gold medalist, do you think that they got there overnight? I guarantee you it was a day in, day out, eating, breathing, sleeping, focused on that goal of wanting to be the best in whatever sport. And that's what this is, this spiritual journey, this personal growth, this spiritual growth. I like to say spiritual growth because the universe is spiritual. It is, that's just what I like to say. So this place where we can sit, close your eyes, sit in a lounge chair, you're on a yacht, your legs are crossed, you have a drink in your hand, you have your somebody holding an umbrella over you, you're eating, you're drinking, you're relaxed, you've got the beautiful view. Well, guess what? There is a journey to get to that place where you're sitting on a lounge chair on a yacht in the middle of the Mediterranean and you've got, you know, somebody's feeding you grapes. There is a journey. There are steps to getting to that point. There are steps to getting to the gold medal. So I want you to relax, and there is no time limit on spiritual growth. There is no time limit. I mean, can you imagine looking at a rose and screaming and yelling at it, hurry up, come out of the dirt, bloom already, bloom, bloom. No, come on. Or even a child, a newborn. Hurry up and start walking. You're not potty trained yet, you know, weak. So basically what I want to say is relax and be patient with this growth. And relax and be patient with how your life is unfolding. This just happened today. I was gonna jump into one story, but this story that I'm about to share with you happened today. I take public transportation from downtown Los Angeles to where I live. It's about it's an express bus, and it's on the freeway, 20 minutes, 22 minutes. So it's really a great way to drive in. You don't have to worry about maintenance on cars. Your insurance is less. The gas, of course, is low. Inexpensive. So I take the bus in. And, of course, I take the bus home. Well, it has been a record-breaking, scorching week and a half of weather. We're in the three digits. And I don't want to say this, but I cannot wait for winter to appear. I'm not a summer person. Yeah, I'm just not. And it's scorching outside. I'm walking from the office to the bus stop, which is about five blocks. It's 150 degrees. I'm wearing a visor. I've got my cold water. I'm walking in the shade. I walk across the street. It's a whole production. And the buses run, there are two companies that run maybe 5-10 minutes apart from each other. And I can hop on any bus. If I hop on the Foothill bus, it's a free ride because I paid for a monthly pass. If I hop on the Metro bus, I've got to pay $2.45. It's almost $2.45 to get on a bus that's going to take me home 10 minutes faster. I'm sorry. I'm going to pay the $2.45. So I'm waiting for the first bus. But I haven't reached the bus stop yet. And I'm walking 123 degrees. It feels like I'm walking on the sun. And I see in the corner of my eye, to my left, the fastest bus, which is the Silver Line. I mean, these drivers drive like they're race car drivers, and I love that. I mean, you can't get home too quickly from work. Come on. And I see the guy, in the corner of my eye, and I raise my hand up because he's about to make a left turn, and I'm still walking. I've still got maybe a half a block to go. And I raise my hand up to say, I want to be on your bus. I'm coming. Wait for me. That's exactly what I was waving. That's exactly what it meant. That's the standard. Universal signal, hand up, fingers apart, please wait for me. And the bus makes the turn. I'm following right behind on the street. I'm walking pretty fast now. I've picked up my pace, walking across the street. I've got about a half a block, maybe about 60. It's a long city block. So, I wish I knew yards. I could probably get to the bus in maybe 40 seconds, maybe less. And I'm picking up the pace, and because I don't run anymore. I'm picking up the pace. And did I tell you it's 150 degrees outside? And I'm watching the bus driver because he makes his stop ahead of where I am. I've got to walk to the bus. He makes a stop, and he's picking up passengers. And let me tell you, it was my lucky day because there were two people that got on the bus that had bicycles. And when you have a bicycle, you have to go to the front of the bus, clamp the bicycle in, make sure it's secure. The other guy had to clamp his bike in, secure, and they were taking a lot of time. And I'm walking. I haven't reached the bus yet. I mean, I'm still moving. And I actually kind of have a smile on my face because, I'm going to get on the fastest bus. I'm going to get home sooner than later. The guys are putting bikes in the front of the bus, and they're on the bus. They hop on, and the bus driver is still waiting. I said, oh, he saw me. He's waiting for me. Probably take another seven steps. Bus is still waiting. I said, what a nice guy. Because believe me, audience, I've been left plenty of times. What a nice bus driver. Oh, he's going to wait. And I'm already thanking him. I get to the back of the bus. He's still waiting. And I give maybe a little more than a walk. Now I'm maybe a hop, skip, and a jump. And I'm at the half point, the midway of the bus, and guess what happens? The doors close. The bus driver takes off. There were people lined up waiting for other buses. They knew that I wanted to get on the bus because they're looking at me. They're waiting for the reaction. They're waiting for, Oh my God, that bus driver just left her. The bus, the driver closes the door, he takes off. And let me add to the story, I coughing up smog from the exhaust. No, that's just an exaggeration. And there's people lined up looking at me, what? Well, how would you react? I'm asking you, audience, how would you react? Here's where the choice comes in. I chose to say, there'll be another bus. I have been, this for my new listeners, I have been in front of the driver, in front of the door when it's closed and the bus has taken off. And the bottom line is, it's my choice as to how I'm going to react. And how I'm going to react in that moment determines and attracts more of whatever I'm feeling. If I'm upset, I'm right around the corner, there's going to be something else to make me to create another incident where I'm going to be upset again. That's what I'm saying as far as this choice. This choice is so important. And I also want to, last week was our, what was it, five parts of Barbara Berger's The Mental Laws. I want to refer back really quickly to Law 7. And Barbara Berger says that, she calls it the law of free will. You have the ability to choose. And that is our greatest gift. The greatest gift that we have is the gift of choice, the gift of free will. And it is a great gift because of how powerful it is. When you choose, whatever you choose, be sure and know that you are going to experience what you are choosing in the moment to feel. So, this choice that we have, this power that we have, is our key to freedom. It is our key to an internal contentment. It's our key to the biggest, most powerful, and I know I'm repeating, but I just want you to know that our choice is our power. The topic of today is, it's not that serious. And I say that because when whatever happens to you or whatever you have experienced, you can choose to think, it's not that serious. I mean, I invite you to reflect on what has happened in your life and where you are now. And I don't know about you, but I remember, when I was going through, the drama of the life, the drama of the journey, one of the things that kept me grounded and kept me focused and kept me conscious of, you have a choice. And I want to share with you is the fact that whatever is happening, it's not that serious. Oh, but no, Rebecca, what about terminal disease or terminal illness? Did I really ask myself that question? I was like, wow, that's a good question to ask. What I'm saying is, focus on, practice focusing on, practice choosing a different perspective than whatever you're used to, than whatever you're conditioned, than whatever you've done in the past. Practice adopting a different perspective. And when you practice this, just like we talked about the Olympic gold medal winner, the Olympic, listen, just the fact that you are in the Olympics is a feat. This reality, this life that we're living is so rich and so full of an infinite amount of possibilities, an infinite amount of perspectives, that I had to sit back and say, my perspective isn't the only one. You mean there could be another way to think about this? There could be another way to experience this? What a concept. And with that in mind, that's how I tie in, it's not that serious. Again, if you are feeling and relating to what I'm saying, embrace it. If not, that's okay too. We all come to the truth. We all come to the same place eventually. We just have different paths. Again, we are as different and as diverse as our fingerprints. Not one is alike. Whew. I am so grateful and so happy that you've joined me and that you've listened to today's show. I've been getting a lot of suggestions to have more shows during the week, and I am definitely looking at 3 to 4 shows a week, Monday through Thursday, Sunday through Wednesday. I don't know yet, but stay tuned. And there is going to be a show tomorrow. There is going to be a reality spirituality show. Tomorrow is the 15th of August, 2012, and it will be at the same time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I want to say thank you for listening. Also, you can find me on 3 separate websites. Of course, I don't have to say www, because we all know that is that said, selfgrowth.com, timetoplay.com, and also stateofappreciation.com. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. I welcome you again to the next show tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Again, Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Getting real.
Good now.
Get real.
Good.
Get real.
Now, that's what I'm about to say.
Time to get real.